Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning again. I'm Bob Oakes in Manchester, New Hampshire. You've been hearing this morning about the latest polls showing former Governor Mitt Romney holding onto a big lead in New Hampshire ahead of the presidential primary tomorrow. To get their take on the state of the contest in this 11th hour, we speak this morning with our political analyst, Republican Todd Domke. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Bob.
And Democrat Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
So Romney escaped the Saturday night debate unscathed, but was bruised in the Sunday morning debate yesterday. Was it enough? Do you sense New Hampshire slipping away from Romney, Todd, or is he still on firm ground?
Yes, I'd say he's on firm ground. I wouldn't say it's granite firm, but yes, he should win easily. He's more than twice what Ron Paul has in second place, according to this latest poll. He's got every advantage and all the assets. He's got the party establishment. He's got Chris Christie campaigning with him. And let's face it, Mitt Romney has been campaigning in New Hampshire for about 5 years. So it's expected for him to win. It's safe for him. If it fails to be a big victory, that will be significant. But the big story will be who comes in second and third place.
Dan.
Yeah, Romney needs to beat Mr. Second, whoever it happens to be, by 20 to 25 points in order to have bragging rights. If he does that, the nomination may not be in his pocket, but it's going to be in the vicinity of his belt. You know, what's instructive about what has happened in New Hampshire is what happened with Rick Santorum. He comes out of Iowa with a strong second place finish, and he seemed unable to capitalize on it. His campaign in New Hampshire has been very lackluster, and it's as though he can't quite deal with the success that Iowa brought him.
Since we're talking about one of the conservatives in the race, Rick Santorum, let me ask you this. The conservatives keep saying that if the field narrows and Romney gets down to just one opponent, then it will get tough for Romney, but none of these guys seem ready to toss in the towel, not Santorum, not Gingrich, and certainly not Ron Paul. So is a waning field in which conservative voters are consolidated under the one not Mitt Romney candidate less likely as every day goes by?
No, I wouldn't say. I would say it's more likely after every primary. We lost Michelle Bachmann after Iowa. We'll probably lose another candidate after New Hampshire, and one or two more in the South Carolina primary. By the fourth and pivotal state of Florida, we will likely know who the anti-Romney is. We're not talking about Ron Paul, but we're talking about the other conservative alternative. And then Romney will lose his strategy of divide and conquer.
Well, it's possible that conservative Republicans will unite behind one candidate to try to stop Romney, but the party is so divided, it's hard for me to see, for example, Rick Perry dropping out to back Newt Gingrich, and I don't see Ron Paul backing anybody in this lifetime. Maybe Santorum could become the anti-Romney, but he has shown in New Hampshire that he's really not ready for prime time. He does not understand how to run a sophisticated campaign, and his campaign has been all about social issues when voters are concerned about economic issues.
Well, I will say that Santorum in New Hampshire has had only a few days since Iowa to really be prominent. I mean, before he was in last place, now he's tied for third. So he's had some surge there, and I think that he has emphasized more economic issues, populist issues. I think it's the media in their coverage of Santorum that's emphasized social issues more.
Well, he has no money, and all the candidates are having trouble or have had trouble buying TV ad campaign time in the last couple of days. The TV station say there's no room for it. If there's to be one surprise tomorrow, Dan, what might that be?
A strong showing by John Huntsman, who has spent a lot of time in New Hampshire. He's had it pretty much to himself for a very long time. If he beats Gingrich and Santorum, that would be a surprise. I mean, he's put all his chips on New Hampshire, and he's hoping that independent voters, many of whom are not conservative, might get behind his candidacy.
Another possible surprise would be if Ron Paul failed to be in the top three. He's been running number two for some time, so if he fell out, that would be a big surprise. The biggest surprise, though, might be that there would be no surprise, because with four candidates bunched together in the polls, vying for second and third place, it'd be surprising if we don't see two clear winners out of the four. So surely we won't see another virtual tie like we saw in Iowa, you know, with a separation of two eight votes. But as for the specific surprise, yeah, for months I've said I think John Huntsman could be the surprise of New Hampshire. He's had a mini surge there. If he did become the big story out of New Hampshire, of course, that would have major implications for Romney's campaign because as Huntsman then went on to South Carolina and Florida, Romney would have to worry about another moderate cutting into his 25% base of support.
Yeah, I think
so.
Excuse me.
Yes or no to this? I'm sorry. Do you think that every candidate stays in the race after New Hampshire is counted tomorrow, regardless of the results? Gingrich, Huntsman, Paul Perry, Santorum, Todd.
I don't think so. I think if Huntsman fails to, let's say, get over 15% of the vote, he in effect would be out of contention, whether he'd bow out or not. And then I think Perry, if he came in dead last, might rethink South Carolina.
And Dan?
If Huntsman finishes fifth or in single digits, I'll say he's likely to quit. He's running out of money, but he's the most normal candidate of the bunch, and he's not interested in selling books or raising speaking fees. He's not foolish enough to think that he can stay in the race and convert right-wing Republicans. He's thinking
and
if lightning strikes, it'll probably hit him in the head.
All right, one number from each of you, and that's it. I'm out of time. Todd, the victory margin for Romney tomorrow.
I would say it should be around 20 points over the second-place finisher.
I'm going to be generous. I'm going to say 25 points.
Democrat Dan Payne, thanks very much.
Welcome, Bob.
Republican Todd Domke, thanks to you.
Good to be with you, Bob.
Stay with WBUR throughout the day today for complete primary coverage, and join us tomorrow night at 7:30 for primary results here on WBUR.